The central banks of every country in the world are under the control of the Rothschilds, the Vatican, and the Chabad Jews. The leaders of these central banks are hand-picked and approved by the Rothschilds. The same is true of most bankers. For instance, the major leaders of Morgan Guaranty and Citibank and Goldman Sachs and so forth, these people are all approved by the Rothschilds, the Vatican, and the Chabad Jews. They are not elected. They are not selected on merit. They're selected on the basis of being loyal to the deep state. People need to understand that the deep state is above governments. The deep state essentially consists of the Rothschilds and the Vatican, including both the Black Pope and the White Pope, as well as the Chabad Jews. They use the Freemasons and the Knights of Malta at the highest levels as their fixers, and they use world banks as their managers. Most governments have two parties that are elected by 30% of the public. The other 70% of the public is disenfranchised. The politicians and the military leaders and the bankers at the national level are the best of the servant class. They comprise the shadow government, but they are not the deep state. They are the servants of the deep state.